With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Light snow moving across the Northeast as cities still try to dig out from a massive storm.
Another round is in the forecast. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec.
Potential maybe on Monday for another potential heavy snow event across parts of the Ohio Valley, Midwest into the Northeast.
New Yorker Haley Glickman-Hawk, who is out shoveling, says she used to live in Boston, which got even more snow, and hopes it doesn't get that bad here.
Where you're like packing in the snow to try to get more on top of the pile without it falling off. We haven't hit that yet, so.
Power outages, flight delays and cancellations, traffic accidents, and other weather-related issues continue in some parts of the Northeast due to the snow. Julie Walker, New York.
Also at SRNews.com, President Trump delivering an upbeat State of the Union address, even as he argued with Democrats last night.
The president declared that the union is strong and is winning under his leadership.
Our nation is back, bigger, better, richer, and stronger than ever before.
There were feel-good patriotic moments featuring the Olympic champion U.S. men's hockey team and medals presented to military members and veterans. But there was also heckling and the president snapping at Democrats.
These people are crazy.
The immigration crackdown, spending cuts, and voter ID were other issues highlighted during the speech. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Utah judge has declined to disqualify the local county attorney's office from prosecuting the accused shooter in Charlie Kirk's killing after the defense argued there was a conflict of interest because a prosecutor's daughter was present when Kirk was shot.
Because defendant has not established a factual basis for a finding of conflict of interest or an objective appearance of impropriety rising to a constitutional concern, his motion is respectfully denied.
State District Judge Tony Graff, and this is SRN News. A big award for some Maryland parents is correspondent Michael Harrington.
A federal judge says Montgomery County must pay a group of moms and dads $1.4 million after barring them from opting their children out of LGBT lessons and assignments. The parents sued, and last year the Supreme Court ruled they have the right to opt their kids out. Eric Baxter of the Beckett Fund says, quote, public schools nationwide are on notice. Running roughshod over parental rights and religious freedom isn't just illegal, it's costly. Michael Harrington reporting.
A wide-ranging government investigation is underway in Australia into the shocking rise in anti-Semitism across the country in recent years. It was spurred by the murder of 15 people at a Sydney Jewish festival back in December, allegedly by two Muslims inspired by ISIS. Prime Minister Albanese has launched Australia's most powerful form of public inquiry, known as a Royal Commission, to look into that crime. This is SRN News. A man fatally stabbing four people in Washington state.
The stabbings occurred as sheriff's deputies were on their way to deliver the man to a domestic violence protection order. He died after being shot by an arriving deputy. The Pierce County Sheriff's Office says deputies initially responded to reports that a 32-year-old man was violating a no-contact order. They realized the protection order was not valid because it had not been served on him, and they headed to the scene to give him a copy. While they were en route, the sheriff's office says additional reports came in that the man was stabbing people. John Scott reporting.
Former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers will resign from teaching at Harvard University. That's amid a campus review of his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Summers has been on leave since November. His name appeared hundreds of times in those newly released Epstein files. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.